Titans football coverage continues on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. It's time for the game. The games are proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, Perry's Auto Sales and Shelbyville Pharmacy. Now, let's go back to the field with Scott Korn and the voice of the Titans, Doug Hammond.
All right, Montgomery County
already on the attack. They took the opening kickoff and they passed midfield. And Alex Harvey just took a handoff for about 3 yards down to the 41-yard line. They'll have it first and 10 from there.
Been pretty much the Alex Harvey show here so far. Pretty much running the ball, you know, straight. He's playing fullback. Pretty much just turned around. Hadn't done. He's going to run right to middle.
Here live at Mount Sterling, Kentucky, Montgomery County High School, side of the Recreation Bowl. Collins, of course, beat Montgomery County here 1 year ago, 7-0. They came on a long touchdown pass from Lucas to Mack, the only score of the game. Fumble on the play. He'll pick it up and get back to the line of scrimmage. Quarterback Tanner Wells, 5'8", 172-pound quarterback. All right, so actually lost about a half a yard back just outside the 41-yard line. It'll be 2nd and 11. Montgomery County running a wing T type formation. They'll turn, take a handoff. Got room around the left end. He may go down to the 30, down to the 20. They're chasing and will tackle him inside the 10-yard line.
This time they fake that, run up the middle and pitch it outside, and they just got sucked in there on this defensive end.
So Collins really struggled a week ago against Dahl on the defensive side of the ball. Missing a lot of starters last week, but got a lot of guys back. Montgomery County making their way down the field. They'll have it first and goal from the 8-yard line. So Collins, Nick Eads really has to be effective. He and Zach Stucker really effective for Collins to be effective defensively.
Yeah, both of them, a little banged up, but both of them are out there giving it a go tonight.
Ariel hand to Harvey through the first weight down inside the 5, close to the 3-yard line. And Harvey is a load from that fullback spot at the 22. It will be 2nd and goal. Ball marked on the left hash, right at the 3-yard line. Got an official timeout. Yep, that's Roseberry coming in, trying to get some of the starters for Collins as we kind of got this one in midway. Defensive line, Kidwell Hinkle, trying to get the other defensive line. I think it's Konikas. Nikos Konikas playing left defensive end here. Under center once again, 2nd and goal. He'll turn hand to Harvey again. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, carries forward and will get into the end zone for a touchdown for Montgomery County. So Montgomery County takes the opening possession straight down the field, and they've done something they did not do a year ago, and that's put points on the board. Number 93, Ben Spence, on in for the extra point. Snap back and mishandled. Kick will be no good. 7:54 to go here in the first. Montgomery County on the board first. They lead it here 6-0. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLN Radio.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you have had a sports injury or are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine and services. We excel in our field, so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
All right, Montgomery County out and ready to kick this one away. It'll be number 10, Jordan Bree, set to kick it off. Back deep, Dalton Maggard to the right. It's going to be a squib kick and out of bounds. Ball will go out at the 45. Had Maggard, Roseberry, and Wilson back deep for Collins. Collins will start their opening possession in great field position. I couldn't tell if it was an onside or just a miss.
That's a good point. I looked up and I thought it was an onside, but that was not a very good kick.
It's like one of those deals where you kick it and the ball was spinning like a spiral but going down.
It looked like you're kicking at the basketball scramble into the punt past the kick hole. Kicked it about that far.
I think I got more distance than that. I got more distance on that than I did that drive. Collins with no, can't believe this one. They'll come at five wide sets to start the season. J.R. Lucas in the backfield. Three receivers to the wide side, two to the right. Short side of the field. Lucas trips back. Quick throw out to Maggers across midfield. Makes a man miss. Spinning down to about the 42-yard line. That'll be a first down from Lucas to Maggers to start the season here for the Titans. They will mark it at the 43. So first and 10, Collins. And on the field here for...
I was going to say, Collins is starting a true freshman at one of the wideouts in Jacoby Evans.
And Jacoby Evans really had a good scrimmage a week ago. He starts in the right slot. They'll stay in a five-wide set here. Lucas takes the snap, dropping straight back. Plenty of time, plenty of time. He's got Macker across the middle of the field, complete. And he will have another first down, down about the 31-yard line.
First time seeing Jacoby Evans. He kind of reminds me of Pookie. Didn't Pookie, I'm not the same name. Pookie 30.
Pookie was 37, I believe.
That kind of built,
yeah.
Kind of built the same way as Pookie.
So two pass completions from Lucas to Maggard, and there's first down Collins here at the 31-yard line. They'll stay same formation, five wide set, this time three receivers to the right, which is the wide side, two to the left. Lucas looks over the formation, takes a step, dropping straight back. Once again, plenty of time. Good pocket here. Now he's looking to get outside the pocket. He's got room to run. He's going to take off with it. Cuts inside. On the move down inside the 20. That's too close to the 15-yard line. Good run by J.R. Lucas.
A nice active block there by Nick Lincoln.
Right.
Like it. No time when the quarterback has a big run like that, it's always good downfield blocking and a nice kind of a comeback block, or however you want to say it, by Kalika.
You know, Nikos is also their backup quarterback. Starts at tight end, number 88. He's in the right slot this time. And this time they'll go to a four receiver set. Jacoby Evans in the backfield, the right of him. He's going to be a shovel pass forward to Roseberry. He may have the edge. Cuts inside the 10, down inside the 10, inside the 5, to about the 3-yard line. And it'll be first and goal Titans at the 3. Starting offensive line here for Collins. We mentioned Seth Staples is the only returning starter, losing four starters from a year ago. Wade, Hoban, Lopez, and Jacobs. Nathan Jacobs, they transfer from Shelby County.
Good-looking kid, too.
First and goal from the 3. Lucas saves in the shotgun. He'll shovel it again to Roseberry. Makes a man miss. Going to make a juke move to the outside, and we'll get into the end zone. Touchdown, Titans.
Nice comeback driver by the Titans. A bad poor kickoff. It was an onside kick. You got to kind of scratch your head. You know, you just drove the ball all the way down the field. Dave Collins, great field position. JR ran the offense well, you know, a couple, two or three passes, a nice run. And then Nation finishes off with two good runs there.
And looks like Collins will go for, no, Jacoby Evans is going to kick here for Collins. They're going to go for two to start with. But Scott, I was going to mention, we've seen more offense here in this first quarter than we saw the whole game here a year ago. Jacoby, a left-footed kicker, bad snap, good job by JR to get it down. Kick is good, but we got a flag on the play.
I want to mention the reason Jacoby's kicking. Webb Bates is out. He's going to be out about 3 weeks with an injury. Then Lindsay Cricky got hurt off the girls' soccer team, and she got hurt playing soccer, too. They say football is a contact sport, but evidently we got two kickers hurt playing soccer. So I know they really pick a lot out of Webb as the year goes along. A young kicker that they expect him in the line of the 50s and burners. Yeah.
Extra point was good. Personal foul in Montgomery County will be assessed on the kickoff. We'll take a break. 6:13 to go in the first. Collins leads it 7-6. Listen to Titan football here on Power 93.3. WXLN, WXLNradio.com.
Welcome to the unmatched strength of the residential and commercial zero-turn riders from Cub Cadet. Welcome to powerful choices like premium Kohler or Kawasaki engines, fabricated or stamped cutting decks, lap bar, or advanced steering wheel control. Welcome to a new muscular cutting system, the Cub Cadet Signature Cut. Cub Cadet, welcome to Strongsville. Test drive a Cub Cadet zero-turn rider today at your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer, Jacoby Sales, located in Shelbyville, where you'll find expert advice, superior service, and exceptional offers. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Collins will kick it off. Nick Eads on the penalty. Kicks off from midfield, actually just short, past midfield. Kick it into the end zone for a touchback. Montgomery County will start their second possession of the game. First and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Alex Harvey got Montgomery County on the board early with a short touchdown run. And Nashawn Roseberry takes a, I guess that'd be a completed pass, on a shovel pass from Lucas for a touchdown to get Collins back on the board. Montgomery County missed their extra point attempt. Collins converted, and they lead it 7-6. Tanner Wells is quarterback once again here for the Indians. He will go under center in this wing tee. He turns to have a word with Alec Harvey in the backfield, the big fullback. 5'11", 245. He'll turn, fake to Harvey. Ball's on the ground, and Kidwell's going to pick it up and going to be just short of the goal line at about the 2-yard line.
Montgomery County tried to a little trickery back there, and the quarterback from the town of the football. Nice play by Kidwell. I thought he got him in, but it didn't go down. There's a 5-yard line, and then the end zone grid, like it was. I remember now from last year, it was kind of hard to notice.
Good pressure from the defensive line. It kind of blew that play up. They went to Harvey, drove him deep in the backfield, caused a fumble, and Dane Kidwell jumps on it. They'll actually mark it at, it looks like, the 4-yard line. Collins will have it first and goal from the 4. Lucas will come out and stay in the shotgun. Jacoby Evans to his right, two receivers each side of the field here. JR takes the snap, dropping straight back. Come back play on the outside, looking for Maggard. Touchdown, Titans! We've seen him run that play 1,000 times, guys.
Oh, almost Maggard almost got away. I thought he almost stepped out of bounds on his comeback. But, yeah, that's their bread and butter play right there.
So Collins will get right back on the board after the Montgomery County turnover. Jacoby Evans, the left-footed kicker, running back, turn kicker here. As Scott mentioned, a couple of injuries, Webb Bates and the Lindsey Crickey both. Jacoby Evans trying to convert the second extra point of the game. Jr. Lucas is the holder. Snap back. Lucas gets it down. Kick is good. So 5:58 to go in the first. Collins is answered back. Now lead at 14-6 in Titan football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
You know, these Zaxby's fried pickles really take me back to Meemaw's kitchen.
Yeah, Meemaw really would have loved these. Is that a time machine?
Yep, and I brought Meemaw back with me.
That's not Meemaw.
Ooh. Okay, let's get your hands inside. Whoa.
Better than grandma's? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. Fried pickles are back. Lightly breaded, fried to perfection, and served with ranch sauce. Try them before they're gone. Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming. Power 93.3, WXLN, and WXLNradio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
He takes it off, fielded by Akers back near the goal line. He'll bring it out to about the 24-yard line. And Montgomery County will take over possession here, first and goal from the 24. So maybe not the prettiest kickoff you see, but got the job done. A low liner squibbing through the middle of the field. But Collins is still sharp on the offensive side of things, moving right down the field twice. Lead it here 14-6. Just now midway through the first, 5:51 to go.
Cameron Harris back out there too. He went out on the session four last at corner, but he's back out of corner here.
Once again, Wells under center. He fumbles the snap again. Ball on the ground. And Dane Kidwell signaling Collins has it, and they do. Dustin Hinkle with the recovery, and back-to-back turnovers by the Indians has given Collins great field position here again. They will have it first and 10 from the Montgomery County 23-yard line.
Offensively so far, Collins has done whatever they wanted. They ground the football well. JR's, he's got plenty of time to throw the football. The offensive line doing a good job, so you don't want to jinx them, but so far the offense has just really done whatever they wanted out there.
You know, what's surprising to me offensively is most teams, and we saw Dalfield last week, just bring the house right at the middle of the offensive line. Not seen anything like that out of Montgomery County thus far. Had false start on the right side by Maggard. JR dropped back. Oh, that'll be a five-yard penalty for Collins. We'll back them up.
One thing Collins isn't liking on the offensive line, all them guys are pretty good size. Early Donald, good, I know they've worked hard, and Coach Slick this morning talking about how strong they were and how much they could bench press, but all of them, look good. And you remember Seth, you know, a couple of years ago out there looking, you know, really kind of like Buck Wilson, and now he's grown into, you know, how Buck did, and Seth getting bigger and bigger and doing a great job over there at the left tackle.
Then it'll be first and 15 for the Titans. Lucas drops straight back. Going to throw it out to Roseberry off his hands, a little bit off target on that throw. Would it be incomplete? Bring up second and 15. Ball is marked like right at the 28-yard line.
Jacob's kid, only a sophomore, too, that moved over here from Shelby. He's a good-looking kid.
Lucas will stay in the shotgun. Two receivers on each side of the field. Evans in the backfield with J.R. He'll turn. He'll roll to his right side. Pressure this time. J.R. needs to get rid of it. Escapes the pressure. We're going to have a penalty on the hold on the backfield. J.R., nice spin move in open field. Still running. And will be down probably close to the first down marker, but this one's coming back. I think they're going to get Jacoby Evans on a hold. And it is, but a nice run by J.R. Lucas. And the hold, the flag is thrown at the 41-yard line. And that's a spot foul.
It's almost like J.R. kind of invited that pressure right there. I think he had in mind what he was going to do because the middle of the field is wide open. Once you let the guy that you're going to end up holding go by, he had a long way to run. But you can't blame me. You know, it's a freshman out there trying to do a good job blocking, and got caught for holding.
Penalty was taken from the 40-yard line. We'll back the Titans up to midfield. 5:25 to go here in the first. They lead it 14-6, but they are facing a second and a boatload. Second and about 31. Is that right? Maybe more than that. Lucas drives straight back, looking deep down the middle of the field. Throws this one up for grabs and well over everyone. Incomplete. They'll bring up third and 36. Is what it'll be.
38 on the score.
They got thrown. Never had Mr. Hardy.
I did, and I'm sure he regrets it.
I think he retired after that year. So the scoreboard does have third and 38. And I was going to say Collins in four down territory, but not sure unless they get half of that back if that's, that'll happen or not. Lucas swing it out and nearly intercepted. Trying to swing it out to Roseberry. Knocked down on the play by number 11, Keaton Blackford.
That play right there, it had a lot of Roseberry had a lot of room to run, but a great job here by Blackford. Almost picked off, went the other way.
So Clint Ikus, we mentioned starting tight end, backup quarterback, also the punter. Is that right? Is that 80 or is that 80? That might be 80. Andrew Lee. It's 80, sorry. Andrew Lee standing back at his 36-yard line, ready to punt this one away. Now Collins will take a timeout to get reorganized. We'll take a break here as well. 14-6, 5:08 to go here in the first. Collins leads it. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN. WXLNradio.com.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
He gets the punt off, and Bud's going to get a good roll out of bounds. He'll roll into the end zone for a touchback. Montgomery County will come back out on the offensive side of things and going down the field on their opening drive and scoring. They have fumbled their last two offensive possessions.
Kind of shocked they're just not turning around and giving it to the fullback. That's what they did the first time on their first drive. And then, of course, the quarterback had two fumble from the center the last two times. But looks like they're trying to, run outside more instead of just giving it to the fullback.
4:59 to go here in the first quarter. Well, he'll back under center. He'll turn. He'll give to Harvey this time. And he will drag a tackler over the 20 up close to the 23-yard line. Gain of about three.
Tackle by Lee. He's, like we mentioned a while ago, he's a freshman out there. Hadn't played a whole lot of football, but you can tell once he grows into his body, right now he's kind of slender, but decent height. Playing defensive end, but a nice tackle there.
I'm trying to figure who's 28 there, Scott. Oh, that's 20. Never mind. That's Zach. 26. Oh, that's 28. I didn't have a 20 in my roster. Second and eight. Ball at the 22-yard line. Wells turn. And we'll hand to Harvey again, and he's tackled, hit at the line of scrimmage by Hinkle. Such a bruising back, gets forward progress up to the 25. It'll be third and five.
One name we hadn't mentioned defensively so far is Zach Sucker. You remember last year, Zach was kind of, you know, came on the scene. I think he blocked a punt and caused havoc all night. But coming back from injury, playing that outside linebacker, of course, they kind of run away from him. But I'm sure he'll make a difference for this night, though.
Third and five at the 25-yard line. Wells will go back under center in this wing T formation. He'll turn and gives it to Harvey again. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, and he'll be 2 yards short of the first down up to the 28-yard line. And bring up fourth down here for the Indians. Montgomery County coach now is going to call for the punt unit. That'll be number 10, Jordan Breed, back out to punt it away. Back deep for the Titans, Dalton Maggard.
Wide split the punt team has, and with 3 yards between every lineman. So
Montgomery County doesn't see something they like, and they're going to take a timeout. We'll take a break as well. 2:51 to go in the first. Cotlins leads it here 14-6. Listen to Titan football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to be the leader in physical and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you've had a sports injury or are suffering from lower back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined this season. Let Max Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can in yours. Call to schedule your appointment, 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Breeze gets the punt away after a fumbled snap, but it will only travel a few yards up to maybe the 33-yard line. So it'll be a net of about 5 yards on the punt. Collins lucky Isaiah White ran into the kicker after the play. No flag called. That very easily could have been a running into the kicker penalty.
Oh, was it tipped?
I didn't think so. I don't know. I wouldn't have said it as a penalty if I thought it was tipped.
It wouldn't be the first time you've been wrong.
First time this year. Five wide sets. Lucas all on the backfield. Takes a snap, dropping straight back. Now getting pressure. He's going to scramble out to the right side. Going to cut it up under. Still on his feet. And fumbles the ball, will jump back on it at the 35-yard line. We'll go for a 1 yard loss.
I think they're trying to hit Mason on a, you know, the play they used to run with Dre all the time, but just JR didn't have enough time to throw it. The Mason kind of went around and went deep. I think that's what they were trying to do there.
We used to see with Dre Ferris on that wheel play out of the backfield a lot, playing press coverage on the outside here on Dalton Maggard. Second and 11, turns. And he'll shovel it to Roseberry again, breaks through the first side, and will be tripped down inside the 30, down to the 29. Nice play by number 30, Alex Ippenchuk.
I mean, I can, you know, nobody wants to hear your voice. You can tell when Nashon gets the ball, though. He gets that little extra gear and everybody else out there.
Third and five from the 29. He'll turn, he'll hand to Roseberry. Nashon got some room on the outside, got the first down, cuts it back in the middle of the field, and he'll go all the way, touchdown, Titans. And you mentioned that gear, and he just hit it right there and cut it back inside. But good job by the offensive line to create a lot of space.
I'm not going to say I called that, but I called that.
When you get done, I'll help you pat yourself on the back. Your arm will probably get tired.
After I'm throwing 120 times on the golf course, say I need some help to pat myself on the back.
And he's not joking. Jacoby Evans back out for the extra point attempt. Just in the first quarter, 1:13 to go. Rolls it back. JR does a good job to get it down. Extra point good. 1:13 to go in the first. Collins has answered the early touchdown back three times. They now lead it 21-6. You're listening to Titan football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
I'm John Shannon, and you've probably heard of the saying, life goes on. But with the recent death of my father, I know that is easier said than done. We at Shannon Funeral Service also know that when death comes to your loved one, it might be hard to imagine how life could go on. So we serve by focusing not just on respecting that life, but to do everything possible to help that family move from point A to point B. Meaning that from the first phone call that a precious life is gone, we strive to facilitate a ceremony that promotes healing to that family and honor to the deceased. We help counsel a family about burial and varied cremation options, and we are there to help guide a family with certain legal requirements, to present items to consider beyond the funeral, and we even provide a shoulder on which to cry from point A to point B, because life does go on. If we can help you with that, call 633-1266 or check out our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com.
Eads kicks it to the up man, and he will return it over the 30 up to the 33-yard line, turned by 41, Andrew Rutledge from Montgomery County. They will mark in down at the 35. It'll be first and 10 Montgomery County there from the 35-yard line.
Hey, the Kidwell kid, you mentioned last week, you thought he played well last week. He looks pretty good out there. He looks the part anyway, him and Hinkle both.
I'm telling you, last week I thought he played really well. Won a lot of positives on the defensive side last week in that scrimmage. I thought he played pretty well. First and 10 from the 35. Wells turns, hands to Harvey. He's hit at the line of scrimmage. We'll drag a couple of tacklers forward. Isaiah White finally puts him on the ground, but only after a short gain, maybe up to the 37, maybe 38-yard line.
Last week, though, you know, they had six or seven starters out on defense, including Isaiah White. Guy just made the play right there. They had to play a bunch of young kids. Coach Lucas was talking about this morning. It was good to get those kids some experience in a varsity-type game. But tonight you get your Nick Eads back, your White's back, your Zach Sucker's back. Those guys, you know, your three leading tacklers. Or two leading tacklers from last year.
Second and seven. Wells will stay under center here. Motion from the left side. Takes it. Now he's going to throw it. He's got a man wide open in the middle of the field, and he dropped it. No one near the receiver down at about the 35-yard line. He had to slow up for the ball, and it just went right through his hand.
I didn't know Dorian Baker played for Montgomery.
That was number five, Pharaoh Davis. Definitely was not Pharaoh Cooper.
All right, I'll give you that one.
So with the incompletion, it'll bring up third and seven from the 38-yard line. Same formation here. Motion from left to right. He'll turn. He's going to hand it out, throw it out to Akers, and Akers will be tackled right at the sticks for the first down.
We talked about Zach Sucker a while ago right there. He kind of went outside. He got cut in on. Zach usually makes that play.
They'll say yardage was good enough for a first down, so they'll move the chains. They'll have first and 10 from their own 45. And that will be the last play of the first quarter. Collins, after falling down 6-0, has answered back with three scores, and they lead it after one quarter of play, 21-6. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN, WXLNRadio.com.